Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas. And, man, we are World Series is almost over. World Series is almost over. Blue Jays 3-2 over the LA Dodgers. How about that? Blue Jays 3-2 over the LA Dodgers. This thing could be over by tomorrow, and the Blue Jays could be champs. Insanity. I'm going to touch on the World Series just a little bit, but this is a Phillies podcast. So, main topic for today, we're going to get into, like I said, we'll talk about the World Series later for a couple minutes. And also, you know, Halloween's tomorrow. Best and worst Halloween candies. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to be my top five and bottom five Halloween candies. But I figured, you know, there's been a good amount of topics to be talked about the last couple of weeks since the season's been over. And I had mentioned the last couple of weeks that we're going to get into the offseason and what they should do and whatnot. So this is another step towards that. What I want to do today is five biggest question marks, you know, topics that I think that I'm looking forward to as a Phillies fan and that you probably are too. And if there's any topics here that I'm not touching on, I would love for you to let me know anything that I'm missing here. But I feel like I'm covering a lot as far as these five questions and five question marks. Same thing regarding the Phillies this offseason. So number one, and I guess these kind of came in order. They kind of came out that way. But these aren't necessarily in exact order. But starting with number one, it's a pretty obvious one. Of the big three free agents, and you can add Harrison Bader into this as like an honorable mention number four. The only reason why I'm saying that he's not in the big three, because, look, I understand the way the Phillies outfield has played the last couple of years and how good Bader was, you know, over a couple of months. But look, like over the career arc of Harrison Bader, it's not like he's been a huge, like, elite player. He's always been a good outfielder. But as far as his bat goes, he's always been like an average hitter. So not to say that the last, you know, few months of the season weren't great, because they were. But I feel like when I talk about Kyle Schwarber, when I talk about JT Realmuto, when I talk about Ranger Suarez, they're the big three free agents that we're looking at. Yes, you can put Bader, honorable mention, as number four there, but Kyle Schwarber, JT Realmuto, and Ranger Suarez, of those big three, who are going to be back? Those are the biggest ones. And obviously, the biggest one is Kyle Schwarber because of the season that he had, what he has done for the Phillies since he got here in 2022. I'm really glad, by the way, that he this year, I feel like he's gotten the recognition he has deserved for what he's done in a Phillies uniform. But all that being said, Schwarber's the biggest one. JT is also a big one because of his defensive ability. Also because who do they have really behind him? I mean, it's Marchand and Stubbs. And also there's not a lot out there in the free agent market. There's not like one guy you point to like, okay, well, no, JT's gone. Let's go get him. I don't think the Orioles are trading Adley. That's just my opinion. I don't know. Maybe they will. But I don't think the Orioles are trading Adley. And we'll see with Ranger. Ranger's a big one, too, because Ranger, I think, had a good bounce-back year considering the way the second half ended for him last year with injuries and his second half just being not very good. So we will see what happens with Ranger Suarez as well. Those three are big. Those three are big, and Bader's a semi-big one as well just because of what they're trying to figure out there in the outfield, which is some of this we're going to get to here in the next few minutes. Number two of the biggest question marks of the offseason. Could a few players with trade rumors that have surrounded them the last year or two actually be traded? And those two, and you probably know who I'm talking about, Alec Bohm, Nick Castellanos, especially Nick Castellanos because there was the Matt Gelb report from The Athletic that the Phillies are going to be more or less expecting to move Nick Castellanos. That's more or less they're going to be expecting to move him this offseason, whether it be via trade or whether it be just releasing him. So Castellanos is a big one. I mean, if he's not traded, he's going to be released. So Castellanos, and then there's also Alec Bohm. I mean, with Bohm, look, Dombrowski said a lot of things in his press conference. That doesn't mean he's actually going to follow through with them. He mentioned that the infield is solidified, but Alec Bohm has also been in trade rumors within the last couple of years. And last year, they were swirling in the offseason. And I think Jim Bowden from The Athletic did top 10 players most likely to be traded this offseason. And who was there? Of course, Alec Bohm, that came in at number 9. So you got Castellanos, you got Bohm, those two really intriguing. Will these guys be traded? Castellanos, Bohm. Castellanos seems like a sure bet. Bohm feels and seems like it's I don't know. I'm going to say right now, like a 60-40 chance, 60% chance he gets traded. That's kind of how I feel right now at this moment on Thursday, October 30th. That's how I feel. So Bohm and Castellanos, will they be traded? Anybody else could be traded. Even Stotter? Stotter, I don't feel like Stott's going to get traded. Brandon Morris doesn't feel like he's going to get traded the way his season ended. I don't think they're going to end up trading him or anything. But could they trade him? Could they trade Bryce Harper? Just kidding. Kidding, but not kidding. Could they trade him? No. But specifically Bohm and Castellanos, will they try and trade them? Or anybody else? We will see. Question number three. Big question number three. What will their activity in free agency look like? Obvious one, but it's one that there are a lot of different... It's really all dependent on what happens, right? And look at the first two questions that I put here about Schwarber, Realmuto, Suarez, Bader, Bohm, and Castellanos. All of those things can and will play a part in what they will do the rest of free agency. If Kyle Schwarber isn't re-signed, where there's definitely a good chance he's not. I think there's a better chance that he is re-signed, but there's definitely a solid chance that he's not. And if Schwarber's not here, do they go after Kyle Tucker? Do they go after a big swing at Kyle Tucker? Do they go after a Pete Alonso? Does Bryce go back to the outfield? Alec Bohm, if he gets traded, do they go after Alex Bregman? These are all things that it's all dependent on what happens with guys that are, that were already here in 2025. and that are free agents or guys that potentially could be traded. So what's their activity in free agency going to look like? Are they going to be going after big names? Is Dombrowski maybe feeling like, man, we're not getting it done? Doesn't feel that way, but maybe behind closed doors, he's like, man, we're not getting it done in the playoffs. Do I even make a bigger splash for somebody, even if they do sign Schwarber and JT and Ranger? Do they even still go after it? I don't know. I wouldn't foresee that, but I don't think so. And the way Dombrowski talked about in the press conference, I believe he was talking about multi-year deals for any guys in free agency. And it doesn't sound like they would be really looking at that, but we'll see. It all depends on what happens the rest of, you know, what happens this offseason. That's what it all really hinges on. Okay, last couple. So number four, how much will they add? What's going to happen with the bullpen in general? Now, obviously, you have Duran. I mean, I think Matt Strom's here. I know the whole thing about the Dombrowski comments about Strom and taking shots about the fielding, the pitcher's PFPs, right? I don't think Strom's going to be traded or anything. I mean, they need Matt Strom in the back end of that bullpen. Duran, Strom, I mean, Tanner Banks, Orion Kerkering? No Jordan Romano anymore, right? What are they going to do? They feel like the way the season ended with Kerkering, that they need some more security for the back end of this bullpen specifically? For a couple of reasons with Orion Kerkering. Because Kerkering has shown to be, I think he's been overall a very good reliever since he's been called up to the major leagues, at least numbers-wise. But also at the same time, he's been shaky in big moments. And nothing, none more bigger than what happened against the Dodgers. And I know that wasn't even necessarily like him making a bad pitch or anything. I mean, he got a ground ball. He just, that's what happened in a big moment. He just threw the ball away, and when he fielded that short ground ball, and I don't know, but like, does anything happen with Orion Kerkering as far as the bullpen goes? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to trade Kerkering or anything. I think they have a support system in place for him. Are they going to maybe try to figure out what, you know, that's going to look like, and if he works through that and how he's going to look, you know, come the start of the season? But still, they're going to need to add, because no Romano now. And I mean, Romano was never anything here anyway. You know, no offense to him. But yeah, so that's, I mean, is any, how much?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They add to the bullpen. I mean, are they going to go after, I don't know. What's going to happen with the bullpen? How much are they going to do to add? How much security is Dombrowski going to get for this bullpen now? And then last one, And this one might not be... This is definitely number five down on the list. This is not number one or number two or number three. This is number five. And I don't think this is too much of a big deal. I know it's been something, obviously, that has gotten really messy over the last couple of weeks. But it's the Dombrowski-Harper situation. How's this going to play out this offseason? I think it's going to play out with, hopefully, with Dombrowski maybe coming out and talking about it more, and maybe Harper talking about it at some point. It probably won't be till spring training. But how will this be handled? How will this be handled? Because right now, yes, Dombrowski kind of talked about it on Foul Territory TV and kind of made it a little better. Kind of did, but I guess. But then that there was the article, I think it was New York Post from Heyman, right? And he's talking about, well, Bryce was really hurt by it. Stuff like that. That might have been Matt Gelb. I apologize if it was Heyman or Gelb. I apologize. Whomever it was, I apologize. I'm not remembering it right this second. But how's that situation going to play out? I don't think Bryce is going to get traded. I don't think he is. But sports, you never know. Luka got traded. Rafael Devers got traded. I don't know. I don't think Harper getting traded would be as big as those two. It would be big, but it wouldn't be as big as those two. So, I mean, it's not like, wouldn't be the craziest thing that ever happened, but it's something to monitor is the Dombrowski-Harper situation. I think that's my fifth thing from my offseason. Five biggest question marks of the offseason. So, anything I missed here, feel free to please enlighten me on anything that I missed or anything I didn't mention. There's definitely other things I was thinking about here, but those are the five biggest ones. Anything else that you would like to hear me talk about throughout the offseason, maybe on the next episode, just anything that I missed that you would really like to hear me talk about, you can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Let me know your thoughts. Okay, today in Phillies history, before we get to around Major League Baseball, today in Phillies history in 1996, October 30th, 1996, Tito, Terry Francona, was given a 2-year deal as manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. Francona was I didn't know his dad played for the Phillies. So Tito Francona, his dad played for the Phillies. But I just want to like take this moment just to say it's weird. I mean, look, Terry Francona's obviously shown over his career that he's been a great manager with the Red Sox, with Cleveland, taking the Reds to the playoffs this year. Great, great manager. Future Hall of Famer, I mean, I would think, right? So, no, I think, I know. So, it's just weird how it comes to the Phillies, they were horrible. I mean, he went almost backwards while he was here, right? He was here from 97 to 2000, and we sucked while he was here. And, I mean, look, you got to have the players too. To be a great manager, you also have to have the players too as well. So, which I totally understand. But it's just funny looking back on that, because it's funny. I didn't really know that we had Terry Francona as a manager until probably I was like, I don't think I was that old. I apologize. I was probably like 10 or 11 years old. Didn't know. So I don't know. I mean, I grew up with Larry Bowa, watching him as a manager, Charlie Manuel, obviously. So those two were definitely the big managers that I had seen with the Phillies growing up, and those are some great managers to watch, especially Charlie, as we won a World Series. But Tito, I mean, just an incredible career. Unfortunately, didn't do all that great with the Phillies, but wins a couple of World Series with the Red Sox, almost does with Cleveland. And then as the Reds this year, and didn't expect them to come back, but here he is and leads them to the playoffs for the first time in a few years. So Terry Francona, this day in Phillies history, was hired as the Phillies manager, 2-year deal as manager. But yeah, so that's this day in Phillies history. Around Major League Baseball, we did have a couple of managerial hirings in the last couple of days. So the Nationals, sticking the National League East here, the Nationals plan to make Blake Butera their next manager. He's 33 years old. He would be the youngest manager since 1972, so over 50 years, that is. Also, the Twins are hiring Derek Shelton as their next manager. He's been with the Pirates as of late, but now he is going to be the Twins manager. How about this World Series, man? I didn't expect, I'll be honest, man. I know, would I be completely surprised if the Dodgers, I mean, by the way, it's Blue Jays 3-2 right now. Would I be surprised if the Dodgers came back and won in seven games? No, because they're just that good. And I mean, if in two games they can show why they're, you know, one of the best teams in baseball and why they're probably the most talented team in baseball, you know, considering they have the great one in Shohei Ohtani. I don't know why I'm saying the great one. The great one is Wayne Gretzky. Am I getting that mixed up? I can't let that go. The great one is Gretzky, right? I'm trying to think about what they call Ovechkin. And this is bad on me. This is the great one. It's a Gretzky. Relax. I'm sorry. I just couldn't let that go for a second. I apologize. But Ohtani, yes. It wouldn't be surprising. So the World Series is off today. And then Friday, it's going to be at 8 o'clock. It's going to be Yamamoto versus Gausman. And then if it gets to a Game 7, it will be 8 o'clock on Saturday. So, man, what a world. It turned out to be a great World Series. I didn't think it was going to be that. I'll be honest with you. This is the type of World Series I was hoping for. That it was going to be a back and forth. It'd be a good World Series. Kind of unpredictable. Didn't expect it. I expected Dodgers in 5, Dodgers in 6 at most, and that's not happening. So, to a certain extent, I'm happy about that. So, we'll see. Hopefully, we get a great ending here, no matter what. Whether it's in 6 games or 7 games, but hopefully it goes 7. As a baseball fan, just want to enjoy this series in general. I know some of you are still might hate the Dodgers because of, you know, the DS and maybe the past, but I get that. I actually don't hate the Dodgers as much as other people. So totally understand that, but we'll see. Hopefully we get a good ending here between the Dodgers and the Jays. And shout out to Trey Savage, the local product, with unbelievable performance in Game 5, 12 strikeouts, and unbelievable. All right, best and to close it out. It is Halloween tomorrow. Best and worst Halloween candies. Give my top 5, my bottom 5. So my top 5, I know these say get the bad news out of the way first. Now we're going bad news second. Top 5, Reese's is my all-time favorite candy. Milky Way, Sour Patch, any big candy bar. Anytime you can go trick-or-treating. I guess, I don't know, I'm lumping I was saying Halloween candy. I guess I'm lumping like trick-or-treating into this, just in general. I'm going any big candy bar. That obviously has to be something that I like prefer, like a Milky Way or a Hershey bar, or anything like that. Maybe the king size. I guess I'm talking about the king size. I think I am. I don't know. But any big candy bar, that definitely fits the mold here. And then Kit Kats. Kit Kats are fantastic. They cannot be in my top 5. Kit Kats are amazing. Bottom 5. And boy, these are all just horrible pieces of candy. Number 1, probably is the worst. One of the worst things you could eat that's considered edible. It's ridiculous. Twizzlers. Licorice. It's horrible. It tastes like rubber. There's no flavor to it. Twizzlers are a horrendous candy. They're the worst. They're the worst. Twizzlers, Mounds are also really bad. I saw a picture of it last night. I was working the Go Birds evenings with Ellie and Devin Caney. We were talking about candy. Someone brought up Mounds, and I looked up a picture of it, and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot how gross that was. Mounds are gross. Mounds, Laffy Taffys are bad. I don't like nut Laffy Taffys. Smarties, I never liked Smarties. Smarties sucked. And a lot of kids like them. I mean, it's because a lot of kids like them that I'm putting in my bottom 5, but Smarties, they sucked. And then this last one, I don't think I've ever had it, which is like, why would you put this if you've never had it? But I just can't see how this would be anything other than just disgusting. Those Red Hots things, they're like these little pebble-sized pieces of red candy, and it's supposed to be like cinnamon sugar, like spicy flavored. Horrible. I don't know if I've had it. I might have. I don't think I have, though, because I don't think I want to. There's no way it's any good. And I'm going to leave it up to some of you guys. You ever had Red Hots? Is it any good? I don't think so. I don't think I'd like it. I think I would hate it. Okay? So, anyway, that is going to do it for another episode of Phillies Today. It has been Francisco Rojas. I hope you all have a great Halloween. Enjoy the World Series. And I'll be back next week, but stay tuned for everyone else that does a great job on the pod. Talk to you guys later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.